Back in Sioux Falls, 18-16, Roosevelt leading here in set two. Huron is out of timeouts. And Roosevelt serving again with Izzy Brinkman. Each team's had their runs here in this second set. Right now, Roosevelt with the advantage. Serve goes long off the timeout. Huron gets one back. It's 18-17. Second service error this set on Roosevelt. They have three total. Addie Knight serving for the Huron Tigers. Knight sends it back row, played by Bleeker. Wiebesek with the set, the hit. Tigers dig it out. Nice play, Knight. Free ball to cross by Meg Moradeth. Set to the left. There's Evenson. Blocked by Dreyer. We're tied at 18. Dreyer went right up and swatted it back. Dreyer, her first kill this set. Six total, served by Knight. Nice dig there by Roosevelt. Then the hit hits the line. Evenson gets one back for Roosevelt. And Roosevelt up 19-18. Huron has not had a lot of answers tonight for Kaylee Evenson. I have her for 11 kills, so does the scoreboard. Evenson, though, serving, so she's rotated out of the front row. Serve received Knight. Gergen will set from the net. The hit by Dreyer. Roosevelt quick set. Wiebesek, nice save by Gergen. Then Hines, free ball, but knocked back by Roosevelt. I think that was a block for Allenstein as Meg Moradeth was trying to backhand it, and Roosevelt goes up 20-18 now in set two. Again, Huron is out of timeouts with Kaylee Evenson serving for the Riders. Back row serve received Knight. Here's the set from the middle. Meg Moradeth blocked back again by Allenstein. Allenstein had been fairly quiet, but now has three kills here in about the last 4 or 5 points for Roosevelt. Riders are up 21-18 again. Huron out of timeouts. Served by Roosevelt. Knight goes down to get it. Set. Meg Moradeth goes to the corner. Nobody home. Meg Moradeth was a couple steps off the net, but made it work. Sam Meg Moradeth with six kills, and Huron back within two at 21-19. Now, Lean and the official are having a conversation in front of the scorer's bench. I'm not sure what that's about. They both had a laugh when it was all done. And Haley Rogers on, serving specialist for Huron, down 21-19 in set two. Huron up one set to none. Roosevelt trying to tie it. Serve and goes way long. Service error. Roosevelt 3 points away at 22-19. Second service error on Huron. They have four total. Hines back into the back row for Huron. Allenstein serving. Going down, and oh, nice serve received by Knight. Overpass tipped across by Brower. Dug out over the net and knocked over. Was that over the net on Roosevelt? I guess not. Boy, it looked like Carr could make a play on it. And boy, it looked to me like Allenstein went over the net, but they get the call, and Roosevelt up 23-19 in set two. Served by Allenstein. Here's the pass ahead. Free balled by Gergen to the corner. Here's the set. They hit by Terrell, dug out by Hines. To Antip, blocked back by Roosevelt. And that time it was Wiebesek with the block kill. And it's set point for Roosevelt at 24-19 in set number two. Allenstein serving at set point for Roosevelt. Serve received, Knight, set, back set across by Gergen. Roosevelt digs it out, bump ahead. Brower from the left side, dug out by Hines, back set. Here's the hit by Dreyer, goes long, and Roosevelt takes set two, 25-19. We're tied at one set apiece. Here on Community Campus, timeout of 2 minutes, then back with set three, 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
You scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate dip cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ Blizzard. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ Blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron. Hot eats and cool treats.
Brushing up, bettering yourself, or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
At Olympic Chevrolet in Huron, count on an experienced staff. Count on a knowledgeable staff. At Olympic Chevrolet, count on a helpful and friendly staff. So whether you're in the market for a brand new vehicle or a used, dependable vehicle, count on the staff at Olympic Chevrolet to help you get the vehicle that best fits your needs. Olympic Chevrolet, call them at 605-352-6411. See them at 504th Street Northeast in Huron or go online at olympicgmc.com. Drive off the lot today with the vehicle that you've been dreaming about from Olympic Chevrolet.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
Back at Roosevelt, I'm Jeff Duffy. Let's do a Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Jefferson leads Mitchell two sets to none, 25-14-17. Washington leads Brookings two sets to none, 25-22, 25-13. Watertown up one set to none on Lincoln, 25-23. That's your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Lower levels, Huron lost the JV. Roosevelt wins it, 25-15, 25-12. Tiger sophomores lost in two sets, or three sets, excuse me. That was a three-set win for Roosevelt, but every time the set got over, the first thing they did is wiped out that scoreboard half a second after the set was over, so I didn't get the set scores down. That's your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. So been competitive volleyball here, some good volleyball. Roosevelt made some plays to pull away there in set number two, so we're tied at one set apiece. 25-23 Huron, 25-19 Roosevelt. And we start with set number three. Here on the serve, it'll be Hilton Hines for the Huron Tigers. Hines sends it back row to Monker. Kept alive by Bleeker. Hit right side Evenson. Nice dig by Davis. Bumped ahead. Knight will hit from the middle. Back row. Monker there. Bump ahead and over the net. Bump back by Gergen, but Roosevelt stays with it. Right side hit. Dig by Davis. Set for the middle. Mangmordet through the block. Blocked back by Roosevelt. Here comes Knight now with the tip over the block and dumps it in the campfire. And here on up, 1-0. Addie Knight with the kill. She's got five total. And Huron gets the lead here in set number three. Hines serving, takes something off it just off the top of the net. Weeba six sets. Here comes Evenson and powers it through the net. Hit the tape, but then just rolled to the side. Nobody was there. Another kill for Kaylee Evenson. That's a dozen for Evenson. We're tied at one. Bleeker preparing to serve for Sioux Falls Roosevelt. Serve back row. Davis gets over to it. Bumped ahead. Hit by Knight. Back row. Monker there. Set to the left. Here comes Evenson again. Shanked into the back wall off of Davis. And Evenson just picks up where she left off. Now 13 kills. Huron has really struggled to handle Evenson off that left pin tonight. Bleeker serving. Serve received Davis. Back set. Meg Moradeth, right side. Pops it in the middle. Pass ahead by Bleeker. Right side hit. Cross court and falls right in front of Juergens. Brinkman with the back line attack gives Roosevelt a 3-1 lead here quickly in set three. We're tied at one set apiece. Bleeker serving. Juergens handles that one. Overpass knocked back by Roosevelt. Didn't see who got the block on that. I'm going to say it was Allenstein, but I'm not sure. Allenstein, excuse me. Hit across by Meg Moradeth. That's out. And it's 5-1, and what do we have here? Over. Substitute in, as in for the first time, Alexis Zigeldorf for Huron to play some front row. Bleeker serves and drops it in as Davis and Juergens let it fall. Was in by a couple of feet. Third ace of the night, one in each set for Bleeker, and a quick start for Roosevelt, up 6-1. Overpass again from the back row, and Huron in the net. They called Juergens in the net. It's 7-1. And a quick timeout by Coach Lean. 7-1, Roosevelt leading in set three. We're tied at one set apiece. You're on Community Campus timeout of 30 on Dakota Sports.
For camp, check out liquid supplements available from Dakota Land Feed. They have a variety of options available to meet specific needs of your cattle and your operation. All their liquid supplements are made to order when you need them. Liquid supplements are easy to handle and have improved mixability compared to dry feeds. Dakota Land Feeds is your only local feed dealer to manufacture liquid supplement right here in South Dakota. Dakota Land Feeds, your local feed source. Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
Well, a quick start in set three for Roosevelt. 7-1, they have the lead. And Bleeker serving. It seems like things, Roosevelt's went on a couple different ones with Bleeker serving. Serve it to the back row. Juergens has to go down and get that one, but an overpass, back set, right side hit, down the line, hammered by Brinkman, her fourth kill, and Roosevelt quickly taking control here in set three, up 8-1. We're tied up at one set apiece, but Roosevelt's come out very strong. Huron scored the first point. Since then, 8-0 Roosevelt. Here's Zigeldorf with the hit, goes out, was trying to line her body up, and just kind of hit off balance. 9-1 Roosevelt in set three. Again, Bleeker serving. Serve received Juergens. Bumped ahead by Zigeldorf. Free ball by Knight up the middle. Chased down. Just going to be a free ball by Brinkman, but free balls it out. Mistake by Roosevelt, and Huron finally breaks the 9-0 run. It's 9-2 Roosevelt. Juergens set to serve for the Huron Tigers. Serve back row, serve receive Roosevelt. Bumped ahead Bleeker, just going to be a free ball by Brinkman. Set, here's the hit, Dreyer, and blocked back by Roosevelt. Allenstein with the block kill, and Roosevelt gets the point right back. It's 10-2. Allenstein, I have her for 7 kills this evening. Served by Brinkman. Set. Here's the hit by Zigeldorf. Blocked at the net. Huron digs it off. Pass ahead. Who's going to take it? Finally, Zigeldorf does. Set by Wiebesek. Left side. Here she comes again. Evenson hammers another one home. 14 kills. And Roosevelt just trying to run away and hide here. Up 11-2 in set number three. Meg Moradeth back into the front row as Huron just looking for answers. Brinkman will serve for Roosevelt. Put it back row, serve, receive Hines. Here's the quick set to the corner. Roosevelt there. Back set, right side hit, and Allenstein almost overran it, but did get it across. Two-hand tip back by Knight. Here's Allenstein again, goes long. Roosevelt leads 11-3 on the air. Huron gets the serve back with Addie Knight. Knight, too much off it, into the net, service error. 12-3, Roosevelt, first service error this set on Huron. Fifth total of the night on the Tigers. Brower into the front row for Roosevelt and Evenson serving. 12-3 lead Roosevelt in set three. We're tied at one set apiece. Serve and Kirsten DeGeest in to play some back row. Free ball to cross by Huron. Roosevelt can set it up. Here comes Brower left side with the hammer blocked by Dreyer. Back set right side hit. Cross court and way out. Roosevelt lobbied for a touch. Did not get it. Hitting air Allenstein. And Huron within 12-4. Haley Rogers, serving specialist on the floor for Huron. 2 minutes after 8 o'clock. KIJV, AM-FM Huron. Rogers, back row. Shanked by Bleeker. That's an ace for Rogers. 12-5. Huron just needs to try and chip away a bit. First ace for Huron since the first set. 12-5, Roosevelt, Rogers again with the serve. Rogers, that one handled by Bleeker, bumped ahead Wiebesek, left side at Brower, dug out by Davis, set to the right. The hit, Dreyer tried to go cross court, but way too much on it. Hitting air, gets the point back to Roosevelt, it's 13-5, Riders. Hines back in at the libero. And serving is Avery Allenstein for Roosevelt. Serve goes long. Service error, Roosevelt, their first of this set. They have four total tonight. 13-6, Roosevelt leading. Juergens to serve and play back row for the Tigers. Sails it back row. That's played there by Brinkman. Set the hit from the middle. Evenson back row attack. Tigers dig it out. Davis coming to left side goes long. Hitting air here on 14-6. Roosevelt back up by 8 here in set 3. Wiebesek to serve, the setter. Senior for Roosevelt. Serve receive, kind of mishandled, but Huron does get it across. Tipped by Carr. Set the hit going wide left. Was Terrell. And Huron within 7, 14-7. Knight in, DeGeest out for Huron, and Davis to serve for the Tigers. Davis played in the back row by Roosevelt. Here's the set. Left side hit, blocked back by Carr. Set over to the right. Here's the hit by Brower. Finds the open spot in the middle. Brower with her sixth kill. And Roosevelt just keeps the lead up there at 15-7 at 8 points. Monker in to serve and play some back row for the Riders. Roosevelt's had control of this one. Huron scored the first point, but then Roosevelt rattled off 9 unanswered, and Huron's just been in catch-up mode since. Back set, here's the tip across, blocked by Roosevelt. They keep it under control. Right side hit, blocked at the net by Carr. Evenson, hey, we got a block on her that time. Chloe Carr with the block kill. Carr with 5 kills, that's her first block of the night. 15-8, Hines serving for Huron. Serve to the corner, serve, receive, Roosevelt. Overpass, dumped back by Gergen. Nice play by Terrell to keep that alive. Here comes Evenson with the tip. Dug out by Gergen, saved by Hines. Can Davis get it across? She can. Here's the set. Right side hit, cross court, finds the corner. Good touch by Brinkman for the kill. Diagonal right to left. 16-8, Roosevelt. Back up by 8, and here's Bleeker again. It seems like, as I said before, when Bleeker serves, Roosevelt goes on runs. Gergen sets. Knight off the left side through the block. Bleeker digs it out. Set in the middle. Blocked back by Meg Moradeth. Bumped by Bleeker. Evenson right side goes wide left. Maybe I jinxed him there. Hitting air gets a point back for Huron. 16-9. Roosevelt Dreyer into the front row as Juergens comes off. Neither team's had much of a rally since that 9-0 run by Roosevelt. This has been one or two points each side. Set, right side Ed Evenson off the top of the tape, dug out by Davis. Right side going to be tipped to the corner. Bleeker misplays it, and Roosevelt can't get to it. I don't think Bleeker does that often. That'll be a kill for Dreyer. Wasn't a lot on it by Dreyer, and Bleeker just misplayed it. Kill for Aurora. I have her for 7 kills. Gergen serving off the top of the net. Oh, good recovery there by Allenstein. Back set, right side in. Blocked but out. Be a kill for Brinkman. Or now they give... Oh, that was not blocked by Huron. They say four-hit attack on Roosevelt, so it is a point for Huron. And Huron pulls within 5, 16-11. Roosevelt wants the timeout. We'll take a Huron Community Campus timeout of 30 on Dakota Sports.
Right home. This is Veg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years, or paying for a view of a lake when you are hardly home, probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Here on Community Campus Timeout, here on Community Campus, $40 per credit hour for in-person classes. And here on Community Campus, the best value in higher education in South Dakota. Here on getting a rally going here within 16-11. Roosevelt using their first timeout. Gergen serves and serves long. Roosevelt gets one back at 17-11. Second service there this set on Huron, 6 total, 2 in each set tonight. Brinkman serving for Roosevelt. Played by Hines, back row, bump ahead. Left side it, Mangmordeth cross court, and it kind of took Evenson by surprise. I think she thought Allenstein was going to be able to make a play on it, and she didn't. Mangmordeth gets her first kill of this set, 7th total. Huron again within 5 at 17-12. Knight with the short serve, stretching out to get it. Brinkman. Left side Evenson with the hit off the top of the net and rolls through. Evenson with the kill. I have her for 15 total. And Roosevelt up 18-12 here in set 3. Brower into the front row as Evenson will serve. Serve back row. Knight on serve receive. Bumped ahead by Gergen. Hit. And through the block, Davis was more of a free ball, but she did put something on it. And Allenstein mishandled the block. Allie Davis with the kill. She's got 4. Huron just trying to hang around in this one. Back within 5 after being down big. Rogers, serving specialist on the floor. Bleeker able to play it. Quick set, and Wiebesek just caught Huron frozen. The quick set in the middle, nobody home. Wiebesek with her 5th kill. And Roosevelt gets that lead back to 6 now at 19-13 in set 3. Allenstein into the net, service error. Comes right back to Huron at 19-14, Roosevelt. Second service error this set on Roosevelt. They have 5 total. Juergens to serve and play back row for the Huron Tigers. Swatted back row, serve, receive, Brinkman, back set. Here's the tip by Terrell, blocked by Carr, and a late whistle in the net. Roosevelt, Huron within 4, 19-15. Huron is pulled within 4. Juergens serving. Serve, receive. Brinkman comes up to get it. Set to the left. They hit Brower off the top of the tape, and Juergens couldn't come up with the dig. Brower with the answer for Roosevelt. She's got 7 kills. 2015, Roosevelt lead is at 5. Wiebesek setter is serving for Roosevelt. Back row, Juergens. Quick set across Gergen. She's going to be called for the illegal hit. They called double hit officially. She was, I don't think Lean really liked the call as Gergen was just trying to deflect the ball. Roosevelt up 21-15. Now Lean talking to the R2, and they're taking a look at the scorer's table. Not sure if there was something to do, if they thought they had the right server up there, whatever the discussion was. Wiebesek is set to serve again with Roosevelt 4 points away, 21-15. Set for Davis, her hit off the left side, just too long. Had the right idea, but too long on it. 22-15, Roosevelt 3 points away. We're tied at one set apiece, but Roosevelt looking to take the lead, and we have a timeout here on. 22-15, Roosevelt up in set 3, tied at one set apiece. Community Campus timeout of 30 on Dakota Sports.
Bumps, bruises, and breaks happen. Lean on Huron Regional Medical Center Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Orthopedic surgeons Dr. Kevin Over and Dr. Todd Anderson, along with the pro rehab physical therapy teams, are here to get you back in your game. Schedule an appointment at HuronRegional.org, because when it comes to your health, the right care is right here. Best of luck to our area athletes from Huron Regional Medical Center.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
Huron out of timeouts. Now Roosevelt has moved the lead up to 22-15. Huron did have it down to 4 at one point. Trying to see where that was. 19-15. Serve received Juergens. Pass ahead. Hines. Davis off that left side. Taps a back row. Wiebesek. Now Bleeker. Overpass. Knocked back by Davis. Overpass by Roosevelt. No, they give it to Roosevelt. Point Roosevelt. They're going to say Huron was in the net. Net call on Huron. And Roosevelt 2 points away at 23-15. Wiebesek with the serve. Serve received Juergens. Gergen will set. Left side Davis. Blocked back. Dug out by Knight. Davis will tip it across. And what do we have here? Point here on the line judge put her flag up like something was out, but then she waved it off. So Davis, I believe, gets the kill off that. 23-16, Roosevelt. Davis serving. Serve receive Roosevelt. Wiebesek with the set. Here's the tip back row, Brinkman. Set ahead. Two-hand tip by Knight. Roosevelt digs it out. Backline attack. Evenson into the net. Huron gets another one back. It's 23-17. Well, if Huron's got a run in him, it needs to come here with Roosevelt just 2 points off the win. Serve, receive, Evenson. Set, back set, right side hit. Dug out nicely by Hines. Quick set by Gergen, but put it into the net. And it's set point Roosevelt, 24-17 Riders. Monker in to serve and play back row for Roosevelt as they're at set point in set 3. Monker dribbles a couple of times. Serve, and oh, Hines and Juergens came together. It's kind of, I got it, you take it. It goes, ends up going into the back wall, and Roosevelt on the ace will take set 3, 25-17. Roosevelt now up 2-1. You're on Community Campus timeout of 2 minutes, and we return to Roosevelt. 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
USDA certified organic, SCI regenerative certified, and conventional crop production, balancing biology with fertility. They offer a full line of organic and conventional products for plant nutrition, plant health, and soil biology to help local producers, including amino protein products to stimulate biology and plant hormones, amino chelated micronutrients, compost extracts derived from local sources, and kelp products. Rocking Sea Acres is proud to support Huron and area high school sports.
Godfather's Pizza of Huron offers dine-in, carry-out, or fast delivery every day of the week. For delivery or carry-out, give them a call at 352-6925. Not sure what to order from their delicious menu? Then dine in and try their famous Godfather's Buffet, featuring a variety of pizza slices, tasty chicken, and many salads and desserts to choose from. They're locally owned, so stop in and say hi to Derek and the rest of the pizza crew. They're located at 195 21st Street in Huron. Godfather's Pizza. Give them a call, 352-6925.
Ghost Energy is the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink you've been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial colors, epic focus, complete performance. Pick up a can of Ghost Energy distributed by Elwine Brothers at Fair City Foods, Carlson's, Super X, Southside, Freedom, DJ's Travel Center, Lewis Drug, Thunderbird, and Quinter Pantries in Huron. Elwine Brothers wishes the Huron Tigers best of luck. Go Tigers! As your child's body changes, their eyesight does too, especially in the teen years. Don't let your child fall behind in front of the smart board or the scoreboard because their vision can't keep up. According to a recent survey, 84% of parents in the United States wait until their child complains of vision issues before scheduling an eye exam. Many common vision problems can be corrected when caught in early childhood, so don't delay. Give Dr. Forish a call today. See the best.
Dakota Sports KIJB, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Here on Community Campus Timeout, they offer courses through Northern State University at Huron Community Campus. Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Jefferson has completed the sweep of Mitchell, 25-14, 17-18. Watertown up two sets to none on Lincoln, 25-23, 25-13. Washington swept Brookings, 25-22, 13-17. That's your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Thursday, Huron returns home, hosts second-ranked Sioux Falls Jefferson Breast Cancer Awareness Night. Wear your pink. If you got one of the special T-shirts, wear that. If you did not get one, just wear something pink. And let's get a big crowd there at the Huron Arena. Again, there is a silent auction. It may be live now. They're hoping to have that online and ready to go by late today or early tomorrow. That's through the HRMC Foundation and Huron Tiger Volleyball. Check out the HRMC Foundation Facebook page, and they may have the link there. Again, I don't know, but that's what the hope was. I'll get it posted to our social media once I find it. We start set four. Here's the set. They hit by Carr, and the block goes off the antenna, and Chloe Carr gets here on the first point of the four set, 1-0. Chloe Carr having a nice night. I have her for 6 kills. She comes off as Hilton Hines now to serve for Huron. Pops it back row and going down to get it. Weavisette keeps it alive. Hit by Evenson. She just flies in the air and drills it. Kill number 16 for Kaylee Evenson. We're tied at 1. Bleeker serving for Roosevelt. Serve receive and Hines shanks it into the back wall. That'll be an ace for Roosevelt for Bleeker. Bleeker now with 4 aces, 1 in each set. Haven't done any counting, but it does sure feels like Roosevelt has out-aced here on tonight. 2-1 lead, Roosevelt serve receive. Back set, make more death hit. Block back and comes off of Hines. Blocked by Evenson, I believe. 3-1 lead, Roosevelt. Bleeker with the serve for Roosevelt. Back row, Davis on serve receive, bumped ahead by Juergens. Tipped across by Knight, through the block, took something off it. Addie Knight's had a nice night as well. She has 6 kills. Huron back within 3-2 and set 4. Roosevelt now up 2-1. Gergen serving for Huron. Goes to the corner, serve, receive, Evenson. Back set, goes to the right side. The hit by Brinkman hits the corner. Somebody was in the net, but maybe it was just the ball. Brinkman with the kill. She's got 6 kills. Roosevelt up 4-2. Brinkman serving. Serve, receive, and Gergen can't save it. Knight was straddling the line and had to make a decision to play it or not. She tried to at the last second. Winds up being an ace for Brinkman. 5-2, Roosevelt leads. Serve, receive, back row. Hines overpass, slap back, but out by Wiebesek. Wiebesek, the setter, as she had a chance to maybe get a kill, and so she whapped at it, but hit it way too long. 5-3. Roosevelt lead, cut to 2. Serve, receive, back row, Roosevelt. Bumped ahead, Evenson. Wiebesek will tip, blocked back by Meg Moradeff. Wiebesek sets the hit and hit into the back row by Allenstein. And Huron within 1 at 5-4. A couple of hitting errors by Roosevelt. And Huron's back within 1 here in set 4. Knight serves, back row, serve, receive, Monker. Get her over right side. Evenson blocked, but out. Meg Moradeff had it lined up, but it was just out by a foot or two. Another kill for Evenson. I have her for 18. 6-4, Roosevelt leads in set 4. Evenson now serving. Knight kind of changed her mind, gets under it. Sent across, free ball, Meg Moradeff. Off the beam, Roosevelt stays with it. Hit and into the net, Brower. It hit the beam, and Wiebesek did a good job of staying with it, but that kind of messed up the timing there as she was setting it over to Brower, and Brower just hit it into the net. 6-5 lead for Roosevelt. Here on a chance to tie with Haley Rogers, serving specialist, and oh, just missed. It was out, but maybe not much more by a foot. Roosevelt back up by 2 at 7-5. See, Huron, that's 7 service errors on Huron tonight, first of this set. Hines back into the back row, and Allenstein serving for Roosevelt. Serve, receive, back row, Knight, quick set by Gergen. Dug out by Evenson, set in the middle. Terrell with the hit, powers it through the block. Roosevelt goes up 8-5. Aubrey Terrell, her 4th kill. Gives Roosevelt an 8-5 lead here in set 4. Riders are up 2-1. Serve back row. Oh, Hines got down at the last second. Here's the hit. Dreyer right side through the block. Drops in. Aurora Dreyer with the answer for Huron. 8-6. Roosevelt's lead is cut to 2. Aurora Dreyer has 8 kills. Jurgens in to serve and play back row. Sails a back row. Brower set right back to her. Brower's hit through the block. And Roosevelt back up 3 at 9-6. Riley Brower, I have her for 8 kills. And Wiebesek serving for Roosevelt. And got the back line. Jurgens let it go, and that was close. But I'm right on that line, and it looked like it did hit the line. In volleyball, the line is in. Wiebesek with the ace, 10-6 Roosevelt. Wiebesek serves, and this time Jurgens. Now Hines has to send it ahead, free balled by Davis. Little campfire shot, but Roosevelt able to punch it back across. Tip up and drop back by Brower. Huron wanted an over-the-net call and not going to get it. And Roosevelt goes up 11-6. Brower with 9 kills. And Wiebesek serves, takes something off it. Davis plays it, set, and just going to be a free ball to the corner by Jurgens. Set, the hit by Tyrrell, dug out by Knight, saved by Davis, and it went outside the antenna. Hitting error Huron, and it's 12-6 Roosevelt. Ellie Davis, not really sure what happened there, but it did go outside the antenna, and Huron going to take their first timeout. Roosevelt building the lead here in set four, leading 2-1. 12-6 Roosevelt, and Huron Community Campus timeout of 30 on Dakota Sports.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
Huron Community Campus timeout. Huron Community Campus offers $40 credit hours, the best value in higher education in South Dakota. Great way to get through those generals at Huron Community Campus. Huron timeout as a 6-point lead built here by Roosevelt. Serve received Davis, back set, here's Carr with the tip. Bleeker digs it out. Back set, comes off to the right side, hit blocked at the net by Davis. But Roosevelt, or Huron, could not dig it out. Izzy Brinkman will pick up her 7th kill, and Roosevelt starting to get some space here up 13-6. Wiebesek serving. Serve receive, set to the left to Davis through the block, dug out. Nice play by Brower. Kept alive, Roosevelt will free ball. Here's the set. Quick set by Gergen. Again, Roosevelt. Bleeker gets over to it. Left side hit. Brower off of Hines into the back wall. And Roosevelt looking to maybe pull away here as Brower registers the kill. She has 10 total. It's 14-6. Roosevelt. Serve by Wiebesek again. Bumped ahead by Gergen. Free ball by Davis. Leaker with the set. Tip. The big hit by Terrell goes long. 14-7. The run there by Roosevelt was 8-1 before that hitting error gave the serve back to Huron, and Allie Davis will serve. 14-7. Roosevelt leading here in set four. Davis back row. Bleeker on serve receive. Set by Wiebesek, right side hit. Tigers get a block, but can't clean it up. Brinkman with the kill. She leaned into that just like we've seen Evenson do. 15-7, Roosevelt again up 8 here in set 4, looking to put it away. Huron, some work to do. Monker in to serve and play back row for Roosevelt. Back row serve, receive Jurgens. Pass ahead, left side hit. Knight goes long. No touch, no touch. Roosevelt up 9, 16-7 in set number 4. Monker preparing to serve. Serve received by Davis. Bump ahead. Knight just going to have to free ball it. Roosevelt gets control in the middle. The hit by Evenson drills it right at the feet of Hines. And Roosevelt's up 10, 17-7. Evenson now with 19 kills. That time from the middle instead of that left pin. Monker serving. Serve receive, Hines bumped ahead. And Huron just not getting into the offense at all anymore. Set in the middle. Terrell with the hit drills it down. 18-7. Roosevelt pulling away. Terrell with the kill, her 5th. Huron going to burn their final timeout here with Roosevelt well in control, up 18-7 in set 4. Huron Community Campus timeout of 30 on Dakota Sports.
Your ultimate destination for fun and fitness. Challenge yourself and get fit with a fitness class that fits your schedule. The Nordby Center offers water classes, weight and cardio classes, bicycle spin classes, and more. Group fitness classes are led by the Nordby Center's expert instructors. Sign up for a fitness class today. The Nordby Center for Recreation, where the fun never ends.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
Huron Community Campus Timeout. They offer credits through Northern State University. Roosevelt in control here now, up 18-7. Huron has just struggled. They had it to a 6-5 at one point. We can do the arithmetic. 12-2 run since then by Roosevelt. Pass ahead, left side. Knight with the hit, back roll. Bleeker digs it out. Set to left, hit by Evenson. Up the middle, took something off at that time. Dropped it in the campfire, and Roosevelt rolling now up 19-7. Evenson, however, for 20 kills. They have 19 on the scoreboard. In any case, Huron has not had a lot of solutions for number 9 for Roosevelt tonight. Serve receive, Hines, and off the net, off the antenna. Ace for Roosevelt, and the Riders are just running away with it now. Give the ace to Monker, I believe. Monker with her third ace of the night. Back row, serve receive, Hines, set in the middle for Carr. Her tip over the block, dropped it in. Chloe Carr, she's been a spark tonight. I have her for 7 kills, breaks a long run. That was a 6-0 run by Roosevelt. Riders 20, Huron 8. And Hilton Hines serving for Huron. Serve, and Bleeker goes down to get it. Back set, here's the right side in. Nice dig by Davis, sent ahead. Knight off the right side to end, tips it across. Set by Wiebesek, here's Evenson, winds up, dug out by Davis. Overpass, Roosevelt gets control. Right side, Brinkman down the line. Off the basket, and I guess they're going to say that's out if it hits the folded up basket. So Brinkman with the kill. She's got 9-4 in this set. 21-8, Roosevelt, 4 points away from the win. Into the net, service error, Bleeker. 21-9, Roosevelt. First service error this set on Roosevelt. And they have 6 total, I believe. Serve by Gergen, serve receive, kept alive, hit right side. Brinkman, Tigers dig it out. Back set, Dreyer off that right pin. Bleeker misplays it, but nice play by Monker to keep it alive. They hit it across. Set for Meg Moradeth, her hit, blocked back, retrieved by Huron. Here's Roosevelt on the attack. Evenson winds up and drills it at Gergen. 22-9, Roosevelt 3 points away. Evenson, 21 kills. Now she steps back to serve for Roosevelt as the Riders poised to win this one in 4. Serve received, Davis. Shank, that'll be an ace. 23-9, Roosevelt 2 points away. Serve again by Roosevelt. Serve receive. Overpass off the net. Free balled by Huron. Wiebesek with the set. The hit going back row went long. Hitting air Roosevelt, and Huron breaks into double digits. It's 23-10. Addison Knight, Addie Knight, will serve for Huron. Serve receive. Bleeker. Wiebesek will set to the left side. They hit Evenson, blocked by Dreyer. Quick set across Wiebesek. Gergen there, bumped ahead by Hines, hit by Dreyer through the block. Nice dig by Roosevelt. The hit by Allenstein, again too long. 2 hitting errors in a row by Roosevelt. It's 23-11, Roosevelt. And Addie Knight will try to get some momentum back for the Huron Tigers. Knight puts it back row, goes long, and we're at match point. Roosevelt 24-11 on the service error by Huron. Huron with 8 service errors, 2 in each set. Match point for Roosevelt with Kaylee Evenson on the serve. Thought she just served. Serve receive, here's the set, Gergen. Left side, Davis with the hit, blocked at the net. Set across, left side, Brower with the tip, blocked by Dreyer. Set, the hit by Brower again. Shank, Huron keeps it alive. Free balled by Hines. Wiebesek with the set. The hit, Brower through the block, rolls in. Huron can't get the dig. Brower with the kill, and Roosevelt will win it in 4. The final, Roosevelt wins 23-25, 25-19, 25-17, 25-11. Roosevelt 13-9. Huron drops to 6-11 on the season. Huron Community Campus timeout of 2 minutes, and we'll begin the Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame. 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
Proclaim Plus offers epoxy floor coating for garages, basements, and outdoor patios, as well as commercial and industrial spaces. Call 605-352-5776 to get a free estimate. Let the pros at Proclaim Plus help you get a great-looking, durable surface with the epoxy flooring. While fully owned and operated, visit them at 201 Market Street East, or check out their website at ProcleanPlus.net. Proclaim Plus is a proud sponsor here on Tiger Sports.
Experience delicious. Experience Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge. They specialize in steaks, burgers, seafood, and pasta. Ryan's Hangar can host your party in a private room and offer catering too. Open Monday through Friday, 4 to 10, Saturday, 4 to 11, and open for lunch every Thursday, 11 to 2, and closed on Sunday. Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge in the Crossroads in downtown Huron.
Adams Quick Lube is your go-to place for convenient, reliable oil changes. Fast, easy, no-pressure oil changes for your family's vehicle. No appointment needed. See them at 1159 Dakota Avenue North or give Adam a call at 352-9325. Adams Quick Lube is also has tire repair, batteries, and filters. Locally owned and open at 8 a.m. every day except Sundays. Trust your family vehicle with Adams Quick Lube. 1159 Dakota Avenue North, Adams Quick Lube is a proud sponsor of Tiger Sports.
Gary Zell Auto Glass is a proud supporter of Huron High School Sports and the Tiger Post Game Show. Gary and Michael Zell offer mobile glass replacement of windshields, door glass, cars and trucks, even tractor cabs on site. Gary Zell Auto Glass does chip repairs, and they process all insurance paperwork. Call 352-0836 or toll free 1-888-852-0355. Gary Zell Auto Glass in Huron.
Back at the Roosevelt Gym, the Roosevelt Rough Riders pick up the four-set win here tonight. 23-25, 25-19, 25-17, 25-11. Huron drops to 6-11 on the season. Here's the rundown of the stats for Roosevelt, now 13-9. Kate Wiebesek had 4 kills, 2 aces. Izzy Brinkman had 9 kills, 1 ace. Kaylee Evenson just had no answer for her all night. Evenson, 21 kills, 2 aces. 7 kills, Avery Allenstein. 11 kills for Riley Brower. 3 aces for Christy Monker. 5 kills for Aubrey Terrell. 4 aces for Katie Bleeker. For the Huron Tigers, 2 kills, Jency Gergen, 7 for Samantha Meg Moradeth, 7 for Hilton Hines, an ace for Hilton, or 7 for Chloe Carr, excuse me, an ace for Hilton Hines. 8 kills, Aurora Dreyer, 8 kills, 3 aces, Addie Knight, 5 kills for Allie Davis, and an ace for Haley Rogers. Those are the stats for the Huron Tigers this evening as, again, they dropped to 6-11 on the season. We'll continue the Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame. Wait for Coach Lean to come up and visit. We'll pick our Sun Gold Sports player of the game as well. We'll take another timeout of 2 minutes here on Community Campus timeout of 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
Insurance, auto, home, farm, life, and business. Become a satisfied policyholder with Farmers Union Insurance. Farmers Union Insurance, Lane Anderson, 1835 Arizona Avenue, Southwest in Huron.
Looking for personalized apparel such as t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, hoodies, jackets, PB Sports, of course. How about signs, logos, and vinyl graphics at top? PB Sports, of course, proud sponsor of the Tigers, PB Sports, downtown Huron.
The Huron Eye Clinic is proud to sponsor the Huron Tigers. The doctors and staff at the Huron Eye Clinic are committed to providing quality service and products to their patients in Huron and surrounding areas. The Huron Eye Clinic offers comprehensive eye exams, contact lens exams, infant C screenings, LASIK consultations, ocular disease services, and pediatric eye care. Stop in at the office at 1288 Dakota Avenue South to make an appointment or call the Huron Eye Clinic today at 605-352-4188.
scream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate dipped cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ blizzard. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron. Hot eats and cool treats.
Gary Zell Auto Glass is a proud supporter of Huron High School Sports and the Tiger Post Game Show. Gary and Michael Zell offer mobile glass replacement of windshields, door glass, cars and trucks, even tractor cabs on site. Gary Zell Auto Glass does chip repairs, and they process all insurance paperwork. Call 352-0836 or toll free 1-888-852-0355. Gary Zell Auto Glass in Huron.
And we're back at Roosevelt as we continue the Gary Zell Auto Glass post-game. Let's do a Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Double A scores, Washington defeated Brookings tonight in straight sets, 25-22, 13-17. Jefferson defeated Mitchell, straight sets, 25-14, 17-18. Jefferson comes to Huron on Thursday for Breast Cancer Awareness Night. Watertown, the sweep of Lincoln tonight, 25-23, 13-22. And that's a look at our AA scores that we have in for tonight. Other scores around the area, Hitchcock Tulare back on the winning side. They swept Castlewood tonight, 25-11, 17-12. Sanborn Central Woonsocket defeated Iroquois Lake Preston in four, 25-14, 25-11, 22-25. 25-16. Wolsey Westington is up two sets to none on Highmore Herald, 25-15 and 25-20. Miller up two sets to none over Platte Geddes, 25-11, 25-17. And that is your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Still waiting for Coach Lane. He was a little slow to get off the floor tonight, so still in talking to the girls. He'll come up here eventually, and again, we'll select our Sun Gold Sports Player of the Game, and we'll get on to Jefferson on Thursday. Let's do another here on Community Campus timeout of 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
Insurance agency in Huron. You changed thousands of diapers, cut up hundreds of crusts, played hours of peekaboo and duck, duck, goose. Because you'd do anything for your kids. That's why it's so important to protect them with life insurance from State Farm. State Farm agent Brian Davidson will help make it easy and affordable to help you protect your family, no matter what the future holds. Because for the people you'd do anything for, life insurance could mean everything. Call today, because like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Brushing up, bettering yourself, or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
Six F-35 fighter jets, one NFL team, a trip to the moon, all have a $1 billion price tag. Something else that costs $1 billion, respiratory problems in the beef industry each year. It's time to fight back against these costly respiratory challenges. That's why Purina Stress Care Starters are formulated with RX3 immune support technology. It boosts calf natural defenses, priming their immune systems from the start. Talk to your Dakota Land Feeds rep today to learn more about Purina Stress Care Starters.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
Gary's Auto Glass post game continues as we await Coach Josh Lean up here to talk about a four-set loss to Sioux Falls Roosevelt tonight here in Sioux Falls. Again, Thursday is Breast Cancer Awareness Night. wear your pink shirts if you ordered one of them from the girls or from the foundation. I believe they're going to be delivered tomorrow morning. But wear the pink shirts, the special shirts for Dig Pink, or just wear anything pink and come on out to the arena. Usually that and homecoming are the two biggest crowds of the year for Huron Tiger Volleyball, so hope to see a good crowd out on Thursday. And again, there is a silent auction going along with Breast Cancer Awareness Night. Now, they might have that up and running. They're hoping to have that live by the end of the day today. Probably they'll still take your donations, too, if you haven't had a chance to get in and talk to Levi on that. But if you have something to donate, get a hold of him right away, Levi Carey, over at the HRMC Foundation. And again, they may have that up. I haven't had a chance to check, but check the HRMC Foundation Facebook page. They'll have the link there once it's ready to go. And once I see it, too, I'll get it posted on our social medias as well so we can get that going. Again, all the money raised between T-shirt sales and that silent auction, all that money raised will stay here in Huron and go to the HRMC We Got You Covered program. We Got You Covered offers low cost and free mammograms to anyone in need in the area. So that way you don't have to go out of town either to get that mammogram. And that's where we have been funneling that money. So 100% of that money between the T-shirt sales, the profits there, and then also the silent auction, all that money stays right here in Huron for the HRMC at the HRMC We Got You Covered program. Still waiting for Coach Lean here. We'll take another Huron Community Campus timeout of 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
Huron, count on an experienced staff. Count on a knowledgeable staff. At Olympic Chevrolet, count on a helpful and friendly staff. So whether you're in the market for a brand new vehicle or a used, dependable vehicle, count on the staff at Olympic Chevrolet to help you get the vehicle that best fits your needs. Olympic Chevrolet, call them at 605-352-6411. See them at 500 4th Street Northeast in Huron or go online at olympicgmc.com. Drive off the lot today with the vehicle that you've been dreaming about from Olympic Chevrolet.
Playing the game means bumps, bruises, and breaks happen. Lean on Huron Regional Medical Center Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Orthopedic surgeons Dr. Kevin Over and Dr. Todd Anderson, along with the pro rehab physical therapy teams, are here to get you back in your game. Schedule an appointment at HuronRegional.org, because when it comes to your health, the right care is right here. Best of luck to our area athletes from Huron Regional Medical Center.
Rocking Z Acres of Wessington provides USDA certified organic, SCI regenerative certified, and conventional crop production, balancing biology with fertility. They offer a full line of organic and conventional products for plant nutrition, plant health, and soil biology to help local producers, including amino protein products to stimulate biology and plant hormones, amino chelated micronutrients, compost extracts derived from local sources, and kelp products. Rocking Z Acres is proud to support Huron and area high school sports.
When is the right home truly the right home? This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years, or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home, probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
Gary's Auto Glass post game continues as the Tigers fall in four tonight. Head coach Josh Lean joins us now. And Coach, good start to the match, led most of that first set. And you were pretty competitive in sets two and three. Wheels kind of came off in set four, but a lot of Kaylee Evenson tonight.
Yeah, no doubt. Evenson was a stud. Of course, you'd like to take a deep breath every time she rotates to the back, but then you got a serve receive against her, so that doesn't always work out in your favor either. But, she bested us, and I'll tell you that whatever outside hitter was going to swing against Rory, Aurora as the opposite blocker, we were going to be able to control. But whatever one we weren't, We didn't have Rory in the front. Was gonna get us. And unfortunately, you know, it's a coin flip either way. She played a great game. Hit a lot of balls we weren't able to defend. But I did. You know, you're right. When I think about set four, when the gas tank empties, because we have just got to work so hard to stay in the match. And when the tank's out of gas, you could tell there in set four, it kind of got away from us. And it was everything we could to do. We needed to try to stay in. We just didn't have enough fuel left. So,
you know, things were going well, especially in that first set. Ball was distributed around. We had good showings from Samantha Magmordeth, Aurora Dreyer, and Addie Knight. Addie Knight had three aces in that first set as well. You know, and after that, I think we only had two aces the rest of the match. But, you know, we had basically the team we want to see in that first set.
We did. And, of course, Roosevelt was uncharacteristically errored in that first set too. They really struggled to hit the ball in bounds. They were trying to be too fancy. They were playing a little bit tight. Of course, I think they probably didn't think the score was going to be in our favor early. And as they tightened up a little bit and they really struggled, and we weren't able to just keep that pressure on in set two and set three to force those errors out of them. So they gave us some points early. We were able to continue to capitalize on it. But at the end of the day, we did fine. I look at Chloe. You know, she got 11 sets and she made 6 kills with zero errors. She hit 545. You got Addie Knight, as you mentioned earlier, hit 160 from the outside pin, which is impressive considering, you know, they get a lot of the junk balls. But it's like a broken record here, right? We had two hitters hit negative, two of our starters hit negative, and it's hard to win when that happens. And we didn't win the ace battle. I think we got out aced by one tonight. So both of those strikes against us, the fact that we were there in the early sets, I was pleased with. But we just got to figure out how to continue to provide that effort through a five-setter, right? And we're not there yet. But Sioux Falls Roosevelt's a good team. They're gonna play deep into this postseason, and so it was a good showing. But you know, we need kids to play on all cylinders to compete with a team like this.
Our Sun Gold Sports Player of the Game is Chloe Carr. You know, she'd had some struggles earlier this year, but it sounds like something just kind of started clicking out in Rapid City this past weekend, and it carried over to tonight.
Well, Chloe Carr deserves a lot of credit. She's watching film. She's reading scouting reports. She knows what shots are going to be open for her, and she executes, right? Now, if that started out in Rapid, I think it probably did. But I also think that Jensie's doing a really good job of knowing when to find Chloe when the ball's coming at her. So credit a little bit to Jensie because she's making some great decisions. And then the other half of the credit's got to go to Chloe because she's the one that's putting the ball to the floor, deep corners, making it very tough for defense. So she hit 545 tonight. That's spectacular. Even better than what I would expect a good night for a middle to have. And so that truly is deserved, and so much to the point where, it seems like, you know, I've been coaching a long time. I walk into a gym like this and I see a couple old friends, one Lance Luchens, right? He works here at Roosevelt, former state championship basketball player from Custer, former girls basketball coach at Rapid City Stevens at the same time I was there. And he along with, in a separate but equal conversation, Erica Palladino Hazlett, the former head coach over at Lincoln, who I haven't seen in a long time. They both come up to me and we're talking about, man, Chloe played smart. Your girls played so hard. They're completely undersized and they've got to play hard to compete with these teams. So couple moments where, you know, money can't buy those kinds of comments. From two old friends of mine that I really thought were complimentary to the girls. And so credit to Chloe and her teammates. We played until the tank was empty today.
Well, wrap it up. I got a day off and then, well, day off, but still practice. And then number two, Jefferson comes in. You know, obviously that's going to be a tough task there, but it's also Breast Cancer Awareness Night. Yep. You know, that's going to be a big night. There's going to be a lot of people there. Wear your pink and overall, you know, you know, we're just kind of doing this Rapid City now, Sioux Falls tour here.
Yeah.
But I'm sure you'll be looking forward to next Tuesday when we'll finally get a little rest.
Yeah, well, that's absolutely true. And, you know, again, every time we get to practice, we just get a little bit better. And the girls, I hope, are feeling that. I hope it shows on the court, in my opinion. But, you know, Thursday against Jefferson, I really appreciate the Cavaliers coming, and Beth, their head coach. I've known her for a long time. She used to be out at the School of Mines coaching volleyball when I was out west. And, you know, her and I together really have a good understanding. Thursday's a lot more than it's about a lot more than volleyball, right? We're going to raise money for HRMC. We're going to keep that money local. We're going to wear pink. We're going to honor 45 Rose recipients. And then, oh, by the way, we're going to play a volleyball match. So we will be ready from a scouting report stance. They're a good team. The arena is going to be loud. And if we can figure out how to just continue to get better, steal a set from those guys. I think I had a dad tell me we're like 11-6 or 12-6 on first sets. So while our tanks are full, we can compete with anybody. So we're just going to continue to try to lengthen that out and see if we can't win one we're not supposed to here at some point.
Josh Lean, head coach of the Huron Tigers, will take a final timeout of 1 minute. Wrap it up here on Dakota Sports.
Feel good energy drink you've been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial colors, epic focus, complete performance. Pick up a can of Ghost Energy distributed by Elwine Brothers at Fair City Foods, Carlson's, Super X, Southside, Freedom, DJ's Travel Center, Lewis Drug, Thunderbird, and Corner Pantries in Huron. Elwine Brothers wishes the